Is there any co-sponsors that wish to speak on this bill?
Good afternoon, Senator Johnson, Representative Kamega, and members of the Marine Resources Committee. I'm Representative Catherine Cassidy, and I live in Lubeck. I live 175 miles from the State House, and it takes me 3.5 hours to get here. I wish that more of my constituents were here today to testify on this rockweed harvest bill, but they're back home working. Many of them can't afford to take a full day off from work to drive 6 or 7 hours for 3 minutes of testimony, and others just can't afford the gas to drive the 300 miles. So I'm here to represent the voices of Washington County, the people who you don't see in this room today. I'm testifying against this bill. 2 weeks ago, I called a public meeting about the rockweed issue. Even though I called it too late to get in the local papers, we drew 30 people. Their comments were a combination of the passionate and the practical. Those who work on the water want you to know that the destruction of rockweed beds by machine harvesting will have an impact on their livelihoods in seasons and years ahead. They live by the tides, working on cold nights and days when the tide is low for gathering periwinkles or clams by hand, whatever the weather. If they can earn $20,000 in a year, it's a good year. Imagine looking up and seeing three or four boats at a time, cutting the rockweed by industrial machine, cutting into the habitat source for multiple fisheries. They wonder how much traditional work will be left for the future generations who will live around Cobscook Bay, who will also make their livings by hand like their parents do today. One of the troubling aspects of the rockweed harvest today is we don't know exactly who is doing the rockweed work in Cobscook Bay. I'd like to know myself the names of the individuals who were hired to operate the harvesting machines last summer. They aren't locals, or else we would know. I tried several times last week to get this information from the Department of Marine Resources by both a letter, a face-to-face meeting, and additional phone messages gone unreturned. Three different people at DMR suggested to me that the actual names of those doing the machine harvesting work in Cobscook Bay may be confidential. Really? And why? You committee members should come see our precious Cobscook Bay before you start shaping any statewide plan for harvesting of seaweed. Please come see for yourself what happens when a management plan doesn't include accountability for the people in the boats. They can harm the rockweed, the nursery for many species, and the foundation for Maine's fisheries, and no one even gets to know their names. Come see, too, what happens when regulations go unenforced. Allow me to share the words of Bill Kolodnicki, manager of the Moosehorn National Wildlife Refuge at the Edmonds Division, where there is 18 miles of refuge shoreline. The refuge does not even allow the harvesting of rockweed, or does not allow the harvesting of rockweed. Cobscook Bay State Park is federal land as part of the Edmonds Division and is managed by the Bureau of Parks and Public Lands under a Memorandum of Understanding, which is currently being reviewed by the state and refuge. We have had to increase our law enforcement activities to respond to reports of illegal harvest on the shoreline and islands that are part of the refuge. Please come see the shores of Cobscook Bay and hear from the people who live where I live. I ask that the committee conducts one of your public hearings at Cobscook Bay so the people who care most about protecting our rockweed from harm can speak directly to you. These are the ones for whom traveling to Augusta is yet another hardship amid their already tough lives. As for the bill before you, I would urge the committee to rewrite this bill, drawing from lessons learned in Cobscook Bay. This legislation has high potential to be a harmful step backward. Clearly, there has not been effective enforcement within Cobscook Bay. As my friend Bob Judd will tell you in his testimony, without money, the state will never have a functional, effective statewide seaweed management plan, regardless of your good intentions. Thank you. I would be happy to answer any questions from members of the committee.
Thank you, Representative. Any questions from the committee? Thank you very much. Before I ask the commissioner back up, are there any other legislators that wish to testify?